For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Looks like you saw a love for Keke Palmer in 2025.
And did Lori Harvey say, no thank you, honey, to this up-and-coming star?
Also, we're ready to quench your thirst with another edition of Thirst Trapping with the Stars. So,
let's get this started!
In here. All right, kicking off things with a little church controversy. The man in the cloth, y'all, Kirk Franklin, had to apologize for doing too much. So a while back, a clip of Kirk performing in Jamaica wearing a fishnet tank top and some cargo shorts while dancing for the Lord went viral. And according to some fans, Kirk wasn't just dancing. He shook them clappers and gave everybody a Christian twerk. Well, of course, some holier art thou folks complained that Kirk's attire and inappropriate dancing was very inappropriate. So here's how he responded.
I'm aware now that my choice of attire, which as a team we thought was going to be fine being outside in the weather, was going to be something that would not come across as disrespectful, that I didn't know that I would ever do anything that would ever offend anyone in any community, but it did. And because it did, I sincerely apologize.
Was it that bad, y'all, that he needed to apologize?
Hell no. I didn't... Most of these people that were complaining ain't never been to Jamaica. It's hot. Mesh is common.
But he had to let the Jamaican people know that, honey, American boys got physique too. So, I mean, wearing a little tank top and dancing like that, he had to let them know. So, go Franklin.
At the end of the day, my man is traveling the world spreading the gospel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bringing people together with, you know, God music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How can you knock the hustle? Yeah. Was he supposed to be up there in a suit and uncomfortable and have a heat stroke and pass out? Mm-hmm. Then he becomes God's property?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'm offended when people wear stripes and not stars. So, I mean.
Well, moving on. It looks like Leotis Andrelton Jackson's parents, that's Keke Palmer and her baby daddy, Darius Jackson, have finally squashed their beef and they are having fun together. Now, a video is going viral of the pair partying with friends and the two seem to be on amazing terms. Now, we all know that these two went through a lot, from Keke's mama and Darius's brother getting involved and all the internet fighting. Is partying together required to have a healthy co-parenting relationship? Because everybody parties differently and co-parents differently, which I think.
I don't know. That's interesting. But, I mean, you know, that's Hollywood. Y'all know Hollywood's different from regular people.
Very.
You know, so they get to do things differently from we commas and stuff like that. In particular, like when Keke just kissed a girl and made her cry, probably. That was a cute look. And they all at the party together, and the baby daddy right there, too. So, do you
look at
everyone
that.
Everyone
looks
beautiful.
Pleased.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful.
If they like it, I love it. If they're getting along, that's great. I just want her to be safe, you know. I just feel like once somebody does something to you, you got to just keep your eyes open because you don't want it to happen again.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, because we love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a lot of people's favorite, and we just want to protect her. We got to bubble wrap her, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes people have a tendency to get along better when they're no longer in a relationship.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sometimes the pressure of having to be in a relationship and all the things that come with all that adds a lot of extra stress. So maybe that wasn't what they needed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that girl kiss,
run that video
back one more time.
Well, we might be seeing a lot of Keke and Darius together this year, but I know who we won't be seeing together, and that's Lori Harvey and Aaron Pierre.
Oh.
So it seems like fans have gotten excited about the possibility of a Lori and Aaron hookup, especially after entertainment blogger Char Mason made a TikTok video fantasizing about the two linking up and frolicking on the beaches of the Caribbean. Well, it seems like Lori's got no interest in dating one of Hollywood's newest, sexiest sex symbols because Lori slid right onto Char's page and commented, "No, thank you. Leave me alone."
Who is he?
Now, Aaron came on. He came on Dish. He's a super cool guy. He did the voice of Mufasa in the new Lion King movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There he is right there. Why wouldn't she?
She don't want y'all just putting her with people. Don't just say she with people, because then it just look like she just constantly keep dating people. Maybe she's just trying to be by herself for a minute and just breathe. Because what happened to Damson Idris?
They broke up. You probably making a movie.
Oh, they broke up. Well, maybe she just need a breather. And if she is dating somebody, she's trying to keep it on the low. Don't be just throwing anybody at her. Why him?
If she wouldn't date him, I could tell you that from the start. They look alike. He's light-skinned. Light-skinned women don't date light-skinned men. This is not, what's their name, honey? What's the couple name? The pretty guy and girl. The boy was Cujo and his wife.
Right,
this is not them.
Do light-skinned women date really light-skinned guys?
No. No. They usually look for a darker guy. Unless, if you're going to do that, you might as well go black-white.
So the sex looks a little Neapolitan.
All right, y'all, keeping it moving. Let's get into 2025's first
Trapping with the Stars.
And since we were just talking about Lori Harvey and her men, her ex, Damson Idris, is coming through showing off them muscles. The actor said, no more Mr. Skinny Man. Look at this.
Yeah, 2025, no more Mr. Skinny Guy. Roll to that Troy Achilles. You done, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's trapping. He's showing off a little progress.
I respect a little self-confidence. You to reward yourself after some hard work in the gym. That's not the worst.
It didn't feel like a thirst trap to me. Yeah.
It was thirsty. Man, he still ain't big.
Yeah,
he's bigger than he was. Maybe he has more muscles, Gary, than before.
He looked a little slightly less skinny, but he's still...
Uh-huh. He's bold font skinny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he Lori Harvey.
Not italics.
Right.
A little thicker, you know what I mean?
Gary, who would you rather, Damson or Aaron Pierre?
Well, I think I'll go with Damson.
Why is that?
Because Aaron looks like he's still, honey, probably too cute. I don't like boys that's too cute.
Not for nothing. Damson, if they ever did a Shabba Ranks biopic, Damson Idris would probably kill that job.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shabba. Up next, we got Busta Boss, a.k.a. Busta Rhymes, showing how he hit that flip mode on his health and got it together. Now the OG rapper did it for the gram with a picture showing off his abs and pecs with the captions, the blessings don't stop, so we won't ever stop. Never! Is this a thirst trap or not?
Girl, that ain't even a trap, honey. His chest look like they, honey, sad. Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. Busta's over 50.
I don't care.
And I believe there's a rule about that.
If you're over 50, it's not a thirst trap.
Looking a mess.
Was that just for women, though?
Is that just for women, Brad? What do you think? You think he's trapping?
No.
But
Do you know how hard it is to have abs in your 50s?
He ain't got no damn abs. I'm looking at his chest. That looks a mess.
His abs are peeking through the blinds.
There's some abs there. He put down the Cavassier. He's working on it.
Word, you know. There's some abs, but like his song, Give Me Some More. I guess is that what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
He got like a little four pack going.
He's working on it. I respect it.
And baby, we got Miss Rihanna, honey, showing them cheeks for Sauvage 50's Valentine's Day campaign. And she's wearing, honey, my favorite piece of clothing, a thong. Is this a thirst trap?
This is a thirst trap, and it's supposed to be a thirst trap. You're selling sexy lingerie. If you're not trapping, you're doing it wrong.
But that's not a trap. That's what they do for Valentine's. You wear a thong, honey, and flowers and stuff. That's normal.
It's trapping.
It's trapping.
You think?
It's a thong, and she's showing her butt cheeks so much the dish had to cover it up.
Yeah.
These are the breadcrumbs that lead to babies. Somebody gonna put in some work on that later.
ASAP. All right, y'all, up next we have a dish debate that will have everyone questioning why didn't this prophet see this coming right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for another
Dish Debate.
So, Miami pastor E.J. Newton was caught up in a custody battle with his ex-wife and was accused of parental kidnapping for keeping his kids a little too long. Well, y'all, the police showed up to his church during service and detained him while he was delivering the good word. Check this out.
Coming to speak to you for a second. Absolutely, absolutely. I'll be right back, church. I'm sorry. No worries, no worries. You guys just pray.
They really needed Jesus to be a fence that time, right?
Man, how far is too far? Could the police have waited until church was over?
Also, his ex-wife had to be the one to get the cops to show up.
She did.
She definitely going to
And told them where to find them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
They're going to show you should do things decent and in order. If you turn, the kid's supposed to be home at 12, have them home at 12.
But you can't be so stringent in all of that to where you create this level of problems. There's probably some people who are probably not going to go to that church no more.
Exactly.
Or can't be going to church with pastor getting arrested. And, and it was somebody being spiteful over some family thing.
Yep.
Nobody knows why he kept a little bit longer than he needed to. That was messed up, man.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, poor
That's
thing.
That's hard.
Okay, moving on. It has to be pretty cool going through life with Ted Danson as your spouse, right? Okay, so it's not shocking. Ted's wife, Mary Steenburgen, is constantly gushing over what an awesome guy he is. But she did say that Ted was not exactly what she expected. Mary said before they dated, she only knew him as an actor. Therefore, she thought he was a pretty slick guy. He was Sam Malone on Cheers for all those years. Well, that thinking quickly changed after the two were intimate. Mary said, "How wrong I was. Slick guy. Guys, don't say gosh-a-rooney after making love. I'd like to apologize to my granddaughters." Now, who here would not like to hear gosh-a-rooney after making love? I mean, that's a pretty high compliment. What? Have you gotten a gosh-a-rooney?
What the hell is that?
Just one good gosh-a-rooney?
Yo, when somebody puts it on you so hard that you like go to like factory default nerd setting, they did their thing.
That's probably why Whoopi left him. Because he was gosh-a-rooning, honey.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
It sounds like the San Francisco treat.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh-a-rooney, the San Francisco treat.
It is time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Faves.
Just scan this QR code right here to get them. Okay, kick us off, HK.
Hey, listen, be ready for all your road trips in 2025 with the VacLife Portable Cordless Air Pump Tire Inflator. Now, this portable air pump can not only inflate car tires, but also refill bike tires, motorcycles, balls, and other inflatables. Using this couldn't be easier. Now, this normally goes for as high as $90, but for you, we got you for the low-ski-wo-ski of $29.99.
Okay, next, we've got the O&N cup holder phone mount with wireless charging. Too often in the car, we're fumbling to find a charger, trying to prop up our phone so we can position our map app and make sure it doesn't slip off our lap. Leave those problems in 2024. With adjustable height options and multi-angle rotation, you can position your phone for optimal visibility and convenience while ensuring worry-free charging. Now, this goes for as high as $50, but we got you today for just $10. Wow. This is also a doorbuster deal, so the limit is 3 per customer.
And okay, honey, I've got the Chrono Max Bravo 3 Smart Watch. Now, it's available in 3 colors, black, rose, gold, and gray. Now, get the features that other smartwatches, honey, offer a fraction of the price. Now, it integrates, honey, with your smartphone, allowing you to receive notifications, control your music, track your steps, and keep an eye on your sleep pattern and more. Now, this goes for as high as $129, but we got you today for just $24.99. That's $24.99.
Wow, Gary, these are all great. So just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three.
Up next, Joe Jonas explains why he hates wearing rings. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all remember back when the Joe Bros, the Jonas Brothers, used to wear purity rings? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Joe Jonas recently shared a TikTok poking fun at that time of his life. He wrote on the video, "When someone is complaining to me, but they never had to wear a piece of jewelry that let everyone know that they're a virgin."
Oh, wow.
Joe said in his caption that he was triggered by accessories. Do you think he ditched that wedding ring a lot when he was married because of this?
When he was doing that whole purity ring run, I always thought that was a ploy to get them more chicks. Because when you're in a boy band like that with all those bops, right, that they had at the time, I bet you chicks is like, "Give me that Joe Jonas," or whatever Jonas that is.
"I'll take your virginity from you."
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like a magnet.
Yeah, I need a purity ring.
You know how you do, Tanner.
Yeah, I need a purity ring.
You know how they be like, "Tanner just is looking for girls and he can't." You know how Eric Benet came over here and called you out?
No,
and said,
I still have beef with Eric.
Said that's how you do.
That's not
the purity ring. That's the same thing Tanner does.
I am pure, Brad.
I just can't find it.
One of these days.
I'm so tired.
One of these days, I'll meet the right lock for my key?
Yeah. See?
No. Yeah, I bet you would.
The violins. Yo,
when me and Taylor be out at clubs, chicks be trying to breastfeed him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I wouldn't wear a purity ring in this day and time, but my friend wore a beautiful ring that he liked, and I thought it was cute that he wore. Yeah.
And you could just see it, like, you know.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Moving on. Remember when we told you that T.I. and Tiny won a lawsuit against the toy maker MGA last year? And he got a judgment of a little over $71.4 million because the company was clearly inspired by their girl group, the OMG Girls.
Yes.
Well, now a federal judge has called for a huge reduction, citing insufficient evidence of bad faith on MGA's part, which will reduce the payout to now an inverted $17.8 million for compensatory damages only. Now, the final outcome is still pending, but does this sound like a little harsher to judge?
How can somebody do this, though, after there's already been a judgment?
Yeah, because I would have been like, I already spent that, Your Honor.
Somebody from, like, the MGA side had to come up. You know, you can petition and you can, like, do all these things to try to get, like, another person to look at it. I hope it's not over. Like, the MGA made what? Like, billions of dollars off these dolls?
Yes.
Billions.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's $71. They got that.
The 71 milli? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I would have said nothing. I would have waited till it completely was over before I would announce. Because you announce and they like, oh, you think you're getting that much? Okay, we're going to show you and look what happened.
Yeah, you can't renege on that.
That's crazy. I just said, like, I spent that, child.
But they're going to say you couldn't spend it because you didn't get it.
Okay, Dubai. Here's the real girls. This is what's so crazy is you look at the real girls, the OMG girls, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of this group. Mm. And then you look at the OMG dolls. It looks like dolls of those girls.
And they imitated the outfits that the OMG girls wore and everything.
Like, whole idea came from their group. Also, $71 million is less than 1% of a billion. And they made billions plural.
Yeah, they need to add something in, like, lawsuits and in court cases where, like, you remember how back in the days we say, no take backs. Like, you know, after the judgment is, like, rendered, no take backs, and then you get out of there and everything's solid.
Had they been Barbie dolls, it would have been different, honey, but OMG. Well, anyway, coming up, honey, Pamela Anderson was almost killed, honey, because of a mistaken identity. Find out why, when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back!
Yay!
Well, y'all, Pamela Anderson was on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast when she revealed how she almost got killed on a plane. Check it out.
This one time, I was on a flight, and this guy came up to me and said, "Do you know what this country's done for you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, what have I done?" And he goes, and he kept on, and I was like, "Oh God." And then I would look back, you know, at him, and he'd be like, and then this, you know, stewardess had to, like, handcuff him to the chair because he was trying to attack me. Yeah. And end up, he thought I was a Dixie chick.
Wow.
Remember that whole Dixie chick thing?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I almost got killed on a plane.
Wow. Now, if you didn't know, the Dixie Chicks shared their disapproval for the war in Iraq during a March 2003 concert and received a ton of backlash. This was probably what the man was upset about. So he thought
that
she was
man
a
must
Dixie
have been.
Chick.
He couldn't have been black, huh?
No. That, like, ruined them, huh?
I think they're still around now, but I think they just call them the Chicks. I think they dropped the Dixie out of it to try to put that in the past.
They thought she was the middle girl, huh?
No, I know. And they say all black people look alike. My God. I mean, how he got her from one of the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah. Have you seen blonde women?
Yo, I was in L.A., and it was like there was a machine that was just making them. I was in a certain part of town, and it was just like, yo, it's like there's like seven types of people here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We print them out there.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we've got for you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.